Before starting my role as a federal government civil servant, I had to fill out an extensive standard form, SF-86, known as the Questionnaire for National Security Positions, to obtain a security clearance. While completing the SF-86 form, I felt a wave of anxiety wash over me, as I had previously sold $10 bags of cannabis. The thought of the government discovering my past made me fear I might jeopardize my chances of landing the job. I imagined a secret agent, much like James Bond, covertly digging into my history, uncovering my late-night ventures to sell marijuana. A security clearance background check is a thorough investigation conducted to evaluate an individual's eligibility for access to classified information or sensitive government positions. It includes a review of personal history, financial and criminal history, and interviews with references to assess trustworthiness, reliability, and loyalty to the country. If I successfully pass the background security investigation, the next step would be to take the oath of office, officially becoming a federal government civil servant. The idea of being sworn in by the government was intimidating. Taking an oath of government office means that an individual officially pledges to uphold the duties and responsibilities of their position, abide by the laws of the Constitution, and act in the best interests of the public. This oath is a formal commitment to integrity, accountability, and service, and it often serves as a legal requirement for assuming office in government roles. From my background security investigation, I recall that the kids in the housing projects told me about a Caucasian man hanging around the neighborhood and asking questions about me. It was certainly odd to see someone like him in our community, as it wasn't common to encounter Caucasians there. The kids were clever. When he inquired if they had ever seen me smoking cannabis, using other drugs, or drinking alcohol, they all said no. In reality, they had witnessed me drinking and smoking cannabis. I couldn't help but laugh at how smart they were not to reveal my less than savory habits to him. I was given an exceptionally high-level security clearance, likely due to my clean record with no established credit history or criminal background. At my swearing-in ceremony, I was joined by my mother, my mentor Mr. Jim Cohen, my siblings, and my brother, who had found a way out of the difficulties of our former neighborhood by joining the military. They all gathered to support and celebrate this important milestone with me. My mother brought out the family Bible that had been a fixture on our coffee table back in the housing project so that I could be sworn in with it. As I solemnly recited the oath, tears welled up in my eyes. I started working as a receptionist at the U.S. Department of Prominence in the summer of 1986. To my delight, the position was full-time, earning a respectable salary at the GS-2 pay grade, amounting to $10,500 per year. To me, this stable sum of money felt like a fortune. With a full-time job and a reliable income, I was finally able to move into my first apartment and leave the housing projects behind. When my third paycheck arrived as a federal government employee, I arranged to meet Mr. Cohen for lunch at Hawk and Dove, the restaurant where I was once employed. Over our meal and drinks, he proposed a remarkable idea that I return to school to pursue a college education. He recommended enrolling in American University, which had a program tailored for students from low-income backgrounds. Though I cannot recall the program's name at this moment, I did attend the university for a year. But managing a full-time job alongside my studies became overwhelming, leading me to pause my education. I chose to focus on being punctual for my government job and honing my skills as a receptionist, fueled by my determination to never return to living in housing projects. Later, I pursued and successfully obtained my associate's degree in liberal arts through the Indiana University East Online program. As I continued on my trek in the professional world, I encountered a pivotal moment that would thrust me into a dark chapter of my life marked by betrayal. Thanks for listening to Mia Z. Edwards' Diaries. Memoir Mischief Never Sleeps. See you tomorrow.